Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all, ALL, their troubles. That means you can have a good day no matter what. Because you're going to get delivered, you're going to come out. The Lord is near to them that are of a broken heart and saves such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, don't forget that now. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Does that mean what it says?
Yes.
Does all mean all?
Yes.
Can we expect to win every time?
Yes.
To come out and overcome
yes.
every time?
Yes.
It either does or this doesn't mean what it says.
Right.
I believe it means what it says.
Yes.
And why do we overcome again and again and again and again and again? Because God is a good. Good. And see, we should have faith in His goodness. And as we go over this, faith comes by hearing. We're hearing about the goodness of God. Our faith is going to come up, and I don't believe just a little bit. It's going to come up a big measure. Our faith in the goodness of God. Do you know why people don't believe in healing? They don't know the goodness of God. They haven't seen His goodness in this area. You know why? A lot of people, you know, like this lady was talking about, you know, didn't like to hear it when preachers talked about prosperity. And a lot of people don't. It bugs them. It really, really bothers them. You know why? They have not seen the goodness of God. They just haven't seen it. Oh, yeah, they're talking about, well, I know God's good. He's good to save. Well, He's good far beyond you being born again. He is good. And a good God does good things. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but I got excited when I saw this today. I'm just pretty excited all the way around right now. Woo! They come too late to tell me God's not good, man. I'm living in some goodness. This is a good ride, I'm telling you. This is goodness. Somebody say goodness. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. A good God does good things. Now, you know, looking, of course, good. Do you know how many times the word good is used in the Bible? Wow, you got to get your calculator out, I'm telling you. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I reckon the ones I saw just today must have been close to 1,000. And I'm just getting started. He is good. Now when the Bible tells you that many times something, it's for a reason. It's not just to fill up space in the book or because God couldn't think of another word. It's because this is important. And every time we hear the words of the Lord, faith comes from hearing that specific word. And so when we hear about the goodness of God, faith should come into us in Him being good. We should know His goodness and believe and expect His goodness. Well, one thing I read, well, let me just read to you the definition of the word good. I think you'll like this. I looked up every Hebrew and Greek word I could in the time I had along this line. And you got to use more than one word. It's a big word. The word good from the original means pleasant, beautiful, excellent, rich, well, Well, there's that health and wealth. Appropriate. Beneficial. Happy. Honest. And honorable. Those are from the same words. And the last one, right. Right. When you're saying God is good, you're saying God is pleasant. God is beautiful. God is excellent. God is rich. God is well. God always knows what's appropriate. Always does what's perfect and appropriate. Always does what's beneficial. What benefits the most. Happy, God is happy. You know, God sings. God is honest, cannot tell a lie. Honorable, He is honor. And God is always right. Well, a good God always wants to do pleasant things, beautiful things, excellent things, rich things, well things, appropriate and beneficial things, happy things. That's a phrase my mother-in-law, Miss Nilva, uses sometime. I guess it's a kind of a Cajun phrase. She give us a little gift sometime and we talk about it. She says, oh, that's just a little happy.
Yeah.
What's that for? Oh, that's just a little happy. Yeah. Well, God's very big into happies.
Yes.
He's very big into it.
Yeah.
And Faith Life Church is huge and big into happies. This is where hospitality comes in, right? I mean, people come in and we want them to have some happies in their room when they come in.
Yeah.
So just some, well, what is that for? Oh, it's just a little happy.
Yeah.
It's just a little something good.
Yeah.
Which means it's a little something godly.
Because
yeah. God is good. He's good, He's good, He's good, He's good. God is good. And in looking up this, man, maybe I am getting ahead of myself. Go to Genesis. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. You had enough or can you take some more?
No.
Oh, no. They said, Genesis. How does the book start? Verse 1, Genesis 1, 1. You know where I'm going?
Uh-huh.
Are you excited about it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah.
In the beginning, God, who is good, created the heaven and the earth, which are both good. And it talks about, He said, let there be light, and there was. And verse 4, and God saw the light. And of all the things that He could have said about it, What did He say? Now get a picture. Let this get in your spirit and you'll get insight into the inside of God. Not just what He has done, but who He is. He is real. He is knowable. He has personality and ways. And if you were to describe the insides of God, here's one of the big words you could use. He is completely and perfectly good. He's good. And God from His insides had this vision of what light is. We know so little about these things. You know, so many of the greatest advances in technology are a little bit of understanding about light. What are CDs? DVDs. All that stuff. See, we're beginning to tap into some of the neatest stuff is when you begin to learn about light. And we've barely scratched it. But God created it. He completely understands it. He created light. He had it in himself. He spoke it out in faith. Light be, light become, and light became.
Yeah. Amen.
And then what did he do? He stepped back and he said, that's good. That is good if I did make it myself. That is good. I know I'm taking a little liberty, but do you understand? Through this, you can see who he is. God has no evil in him. None. He has no deception. None. No perversion. There is no dark side to God. None. Someone says, well, he can get mad. Even when he does, it's good. Well, he judges. All his judgments are perfect and good and right. He can't do anything bad. And what blesses him is when he is able to see good things and goodness manifested in other people's lives. He delights, the Bible says, in showing mercy. Well, you just think about it. Anybody that you know of that you would say to some degree, they're good people. Good people enjoy blessing other people. Good people enjoy when something they can do makes somebody else happy. Don't they? A bad person only wants you to do something for me. And did you understand that the devil, through unbelieving and confused people, have lied on God until there's a lot of people believe he's that way? That God's only thing is, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to serve me? I'm going to get you if you don't. And God has been lied on. God has been misrepresented. Hasn't he? And that's why people are staying away by the millions. Oh, but it's our job. It's our job to let him be good in us and on us and for us and through us until the goodness just swells up and overflows out of our life until people see it. It's not us thumping the Bible and preaching at them all the time. It's going to draw them. The Bible said it's the goodness of God, the Lord, that's going to lead them to repentance.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me